This podcast is sponsored by Brokenness and New Beginnings by Francis P. DeLellis, a powerful, honest story of hope for those facing separation and divorce, showing how faith can lead to healing and new beginnings. Discover strength and inspiration. Get your copy today at brokennessandnewbeginnings.com.
Post-divorce budgeting tips and support to rebuild your life. Learn practical post-divorce budgeting tips and discover valuable divorce support to help you navigate your financial and emotional new beginning. Post-divorce budgeting tips and support you can count on. Hey, so I wanted to share some thoughts with you about managing life after a divorce, especially when it comes to budgeting and making sure you're taking care of yourself financially. I know it feels overwhelming at first, like you're suddenly faced with a whole new world of expenses, responsibilities, and uncertainties, but there are ways to make it work, and even thrive. First off, don't be afraid to reach out for divorce help and divorce assistance. There are tons of divorce resources available that go beyond just legal advice. From support groups to counseling, getting some guidance can really ease the transition, both emotionally and financially. Sometimes, just talking with a group or a counselor who knows what you're going through can open your eyes to options and ideas you wouldn't have thought of on your own. Okay, on to budgeting. Here are a few practical tips that can help you get a better handle on your finances post-divorce. Assess your new financial reality. It's crucial to sit down and figure out exactly what your income and expenses look like now, after all the dust has settled. This might mean reworking your budget from scratch because your previous one was likely based on combined earnings and shared bills. Create a detailed monthly budget. Once you know your numbers, build a realistic budget. Break down your essential expenses like rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, transportation, childcare, and insurance. Then make room for savings, emergency funds, and some small personal spending to keep your sanity intact. Prioritize debt and credit management. Often divorce means dealing with divided debts or new financial obligations. Make sure you understand which debts are yours and try to pay them down strategically. Also, keep an eye on your credit report. It impacts your ability to get loans, renting an apartment, or even certain jobs. Separate finances where possible. If you haven't already, it's a good idea to open your own accounts, checking, savings, credit cards, to keep finances clear and organized. Joint accounts after divorce can get messy and confusing. Plan for the unexpected. Life doesn't pause just because you're going through a transition. Build some wiggle room into your budget so surprises don't throw you off course. It could be car repairs, medical bills, or even a little weekend getaway to recharge. Something else that really helped me, and many others I know, is finding strong emotional support. This might sound a little unexpected when talking about budgeting, but trust me, when you're mentally and emotionally balanced, managing your money becomes much easier. Divorce counseling or participating in divorce support groups can make a huge difference. You aren't alone in this, and sharing your struggles with people who get it can help you stay motivated and confident. Speaking of hope and healing, have you heard about Brokenness and New Beginnings? It's a really insightful book that offers encouragement and practical guidance for navigating life after divorce. I highly recommend checking it out. The stories and advice in there remind you that even when things feel broken, there's a path toward fresh starts and renewed strength. If you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed, seriously consider ordering your copy today to find hope and healing through the journey. It's a gentle and uplifting companion to have as you rebuild your life after divorce. To wrap this up, remember these key points. Take control by assessing your new financial situation honestly. Create a budget that reflects your current income and needs. Get emotional and practical support whenever you need it. Don't be afraid to lean on divorce resources and communities. You don't have to figure it all out alone. Life after divorce is definitely challenging, but it's also a chance to chart a new course, one where you can build something strong, sustainable, and joyful. Remember, every step you take toward managing your budget is a step toward reclaiming your freedom and independence. You've got this.